judging public and what people can see and blah blah blah, what people think. So well, has anyone else got any suggestions? Do people think changing it to threading completely would be useful? It'd just be a big fit hassle.
Sorry, you want to change?
Yeah, if we ended up changing policy debate not being the forum, but being a threaded forum or something like that. Or do you think it's best just to go for the sub-forum thing?
Probably just easier to do the sub-forum thing, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's quite a thing to think. And then we'll go for, I'll invite Blissom. Let's say, yeah, we'll go for the scribes then. I'll suggest the scribes. I think that will at least stop some things. But no other suggestions, then.
We're in the forums in general. I think at the moment, some of the forums are kind of the same. Like, we have the Anything Else forum under the Pirate Party.
I know what you mean. So, I mean, in there is just general discussion when it should be anything else about the party.
Under general chat, you've got talk and other, when basically they're the same thing as well, and some topics seem to get replicated in both of those.
Oh, I didn't set that up, so...
Yeah, fair enough.
I think so. So merge, talk, and other.
At least, yeah, and make anything else a bit more specified to the party stuff.
Anyone else see anything that needs changing in structure of the forum? Like a different, or any other subtopics you think would be useful, really? Shut up. No one else?
No. I can't get the scribes thing.
Well, it's just basically going to be someone that summarises the debate so that we don't have the same points being made. It'll probably just end up as a wiki page. Saying, oh, the points so far, and maybe a reference to a summarised thing. So say we're talking about the current debate on copyright and things like that. I can imagine that the same points are going to be brought up in the later pages, and they probably still really are. So we just need someone to go through that very long topic and say the fors and against quite clearly summarised as notes, and then... say, linking to the post, saying a more detailed thing on the argument.
Right, okay.
It might, I'm wondering how it works. It might break conversation flow, rather, and people are going to be referencing the wiki instead of referencing another post. But I don't know. Well, I think it'd be useful just maybe as a summarise, maybe if people don't even look at it, but... So someone has a summary that we can actually work on and someone can read. So I was talking to you, Jez, about how we would do voting.
Yep.
You'd need something like that to say the pros and cons of what's going on. And I think it's easier to develop that as we go along. And it's easier for people to get onto the debate if they've got a clear set out list of the debate that's already taken place.
Would that be a protected wiki page?
It would only be available to the people that have actually been, applied to do the scribing. Someone that enjoys doing notes and isn't going to just take notes of the points they agree with and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? It'll probably be a position where someone's, I don't know who will apply for it, but I imagine some people will quite enjoy that. Yep. Some people do. Enjoy taking notes and stuff. So I think that will help alleviate any, like, debate repeating, if you know what I mean.
But I do think a firm decision needs to be made on, is the forum for debating any political issue, which I think it should be. I think that should be a clear statement of intent, or, you know, right. Is it limited to what the executive officers feel like? And if they say, oh, this is off limits, then you've got to take down all the topics about it, which seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. Well, since Rancid Punk is, well, he's still around, but he's a little bit embroiled in things. So are we asking if, because he's still actually the top moderator, I think. So are we asking him and the officers for a clear set of rules? Like I said, we'll have a clear set of rules of what can be and can't be discussed, and then anyone can compare what a point. And then we're going to do the suggestion for the bin to move all posts that were not very good. We'll do that and have all the posts moved there. So then there's nobody complaining that, and we can point out, blah, 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 this is against the rules. And then if a certain topic goes out of, that we aren't allowed to discuss, it'll have to go in the rules saying, you can't discuss drugs, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So it's just a case of setting up that proper rule set, and then...
But who would decide on which, on that rule set?
Well, that would have to be just general, that's what I'm saying, general moderators saying, because at the moment, it's only going to be saying the kind of conduct, blah, 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 don't call people names, don't just swear at them, actually post anything about the topic, don't advertise your own website in the topic title, things like that. But then, I'm not going to ask anyone. As far as I take it, bits are being put into members, and then and as long as the discussion is taking place, like it's an actual discussion and not just like what's happening, where the person was saying, I can't remember, the one who was saying about child porn, and he said, it's not happening after the fact. And then he said, so let's legalise all child porn. And it was kind of shoehorned in on the last point and doesn't hurt anyone. It wasn't a debate. It was him saying his point. It was really a debate, but you know what I mean? It needs to be structured. I don't know where I'm coming from, but I'm just babbling right now. It'll be a basic rule set saying behaviour in the forum. Everything, as far as I know, is being discussed in the membership section, and then people will come to me or come to Rancid Punk and say, or from Top Up, say we don't want this discussed anymore if they don't want to discuss it. But I think they're quite happy with things being discussed as long as it's in the members section.
So paid up members, that is, not just registered?
Yeah, paid up members.
Okay.
Although, as we've said, a reporter only needs to pay £2 and they can view it, so...
It's a sort of token of privacy. It's sort of making a statement that it's private, but obviously it's not putting up a particularly big barrier.
No. Well, yeah, that's fine. I mean, the proper policy discussion is proper private anyway. The thing is, it's just that I haven't really been given a proper outline of if the general policy discussion is being private, but I think it is. Because if it isn't, then new members can come along and they'll only see the general discussion of policy and not the actual policy discussion, if you know what I mean.
I think one of the problems we'll have is if we make all policy discussion private, is that people will just post about policy in other forums anyway.
Right. Well, we'll have to just... That'll be one of the things that the moderators will have to do. So we'll just say that... Because, as I say, we will be giving... Well, once the policy is actually decided, and what would be useful about the scribe would be we would be having a summary that people could go and see, and then it wouldn't feel like that the policy discussion or the policy discussion would be constantly thinking. They just wouldn't be able to have their opinion on it because they haven't been a paid member. So I suppose that's a way that... And it also kicks out the minutiae of the debate, because if they can view what the scribes wrote down, it's only the notes, not the entire posts of the people. So I think as long as we have that public links to it on the forum, so... Well, yeah. At the moment, general policy discussion is going into members, and as far as I know, anything can be discussed, and if anything's going to be off limits, then I'll be told. And it'll have to go in the rules. Everyone happy with that?
Yeah.
Apart from the off limits bit.
Well, yeah. but that's not my fault, and I can't do anything about it. So, wait a second, where were we?
Shouldn't there be if the executive want to make something off limits, shouldn't there be a rule that says that there's got to be a membership vote on it, on whether it should be off limits or not?
They can't really vote on everything though, can they?
That's the thing. If the thing is the forum is open and there's no point people if there is a decision saying, well, drug discussion goes off limits, then people can still say that's stupid and they can still say, well, why can't we discuss it?
I think if they try and close off discussion about certain things, it will just be talked about elsewhere, so I don't think it's going to work.
Well, no, exactly. Unless we start doing a complete... Well, that's the thing. At the moment, it's
if
a forum.
If we start deleting loads of people's posts, though, they're just going to get annoyed.
Exactly. It's in a situation where it's a discussion forum, and if they try and censor it, people are just going to discuss them censoring it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, if at the end of the day, if they've got a good enough reason, then they'll put it to the membership and people will be content with it. People will be quite content if the reason's good enough, and it'll have to be a good reason for them to consider closing it off. But we're going to have to move forward because this is getting up. This is 40 minutes now and blah. Yeah. So IRC bot, does anyone think it's actually worth it? Because I'm on a lot, but I don't actually pay attention to it. And whenever I go in there, and the questions have kind of died down.
What would the purpose of it be? Just to answer general questions?
Yeah, it'd just be called like whatever it is, bot, and then 16, can I vote, or whatever it is, to just bring back standard responses.
When we were popular
about a week ago, we were getting quite a lot of them in here. Saying, can I vote 16, blah, blah, blah. So it depends. At the moment, we've kind of died down. So I'm tending to think of just leave it and not doing a thing until people actually get interested again. But it depends if anyone wants to actually do it. Well, Bavadage was doing his own little bot thing. So does anyone actually want to do something like that?
No.
No, that's good. All right, no IRC bot at this time.
You don't need to code one from scratch. There'll be a load of ones already around anyway, won't there?
Exactly, but I can't bother to sort it out. So, all right. So, generally, any features anyone thinks that would be useful for the regional groups. If anyone's looked at the web discussion, we're doing the straight postcode to redirect to the sub forum and the map, saying how many people are actually on it, and if we can get to it, the events thing.
I've had a bit of a look at the events, and I've started doing a bit of that.
So that should be all right, as long as it's just going to be giving people the power. Because I mean, at the moment, people have self-appointed them the leaders of the sub forum, so I imagine I'll just give them the access to the Django login, and then they can sort that out. So I don't think that's an issue. But does anyone think of features that could be useful for the regional local meetup groups?
A wiki page, a wiki area for each one.
At the moment, well, I think if Ian sorted it out, anyone can create a page, but it comes under workspace, so anyone can just edit it how they please as a mashup, and it doesn't go on the front page. So it might just be a case of informing people that they have it. But anything else?
Yeah, but like an official structure for each region, and then maybe stick it in the forum.
Yeah, I sort out what we can have a list of like who's in charge of it, who to contact about it.
That kind of thing, yeah, also, and everything to do with it.
Okay, yeah, we'll sort that out so it's more formalised and they know they have it. Because I mean, the policy work groups as well. Some of them know they have it. Some of them don't know they have it. Even though I've told them, they just don't really use it. So, yeah. Any other suggestions?
It says I was looking at the front page of the wiki, and you know you've got the coloured boxes with different topics. So we could have a local parties box, and we've just got links to the wiki section on each local party. And then we have that as linked in the sticky. In a sticky at the top of each regional sub forum.
Yeah, I see what I mean. Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And we'll probably do that as soon as possible. But anyone else got anything that? Well, I think that's pretty much covered though. Ooh. Yeah, that's pretty much covered at the end of the day. As long as they can, as I say, that's probably the best thing. As soon as they can go onto the website, type in a postcode, and go straight to a point where they can see where the meetup is and how many people will be there. I think that's basically all we need, don't we?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, what else is there? That's a lot. Also, this is my thing, is that right now, even with the new design, it looks kind of impersonal, and I don't want to use stock because it looks crap. So the point was, how do we bring more pictures of people to the site? My original idea was, when the meetups actually get started, sort out a Flickr pool and get the people that actually like using their cameras way too much to take as many pictures of the meetups. But I think it would work if we had t-shirts. I don't think it's just going to look kind of...
Wasn't there already a thread about t-shirts?
Yeah, there is a thread about t-shirts, but there's not much going anywhere. You know what I mean? As far, well, people can use the thread, whatever it is. yeah, all of the different websites to make their own t-shirts, but the people, there isn't, hasn't been an official, like, announcement on who, what's going on party-wise, and if they can print their own, if they, well, they can print their own t-shirts if they want. There's no been real, no announcement on the status of the like merchandise discussions for large scale t-shirts for the party. So, I just think we need to point out. We've got pictures of people on the website, but we can't just have pictures of people in their normal clothes.
On the front page, is this?
Well, anywhere. I mean, if you look at the Swedish party website, if people can remember off by heart. What it looks like. I can get a link to that one. It's like. I mean, of course, they're a lot bigger, but. Yeah, that one there. They're a lot bigger, but they've got the links to the YouTube and.
They've got one pic of a guy on the website, front page.
They've got what? I'm trying to find the subsection bit. That was really quite. There's a subsection bit. Obviously, it isn't that part where they've got their Flickr pool automatically pulled up and their YouTube channel automatically pulled up. Because I don't like their front page anyway. So I don't mind it. It's a lot of content. Maybe it's just because I can't read Swedish. But well, I can't find the page now. But one of their pages, they have Flickr pictures all down the left hand side. You hover over them, they get larger. Same with their YouTube, and I think that's quite useful. Especially since, I don't know, it just feels like the website's quite impersonal.
Yeah.
Especially the new design. I mean, whatever it was. Yeah, Jez's design as well, all of them really, they just felt impersonal and like a very clean blog, if you know what I mean. Just nothing else on there. So at the moment, I don't think, well, I would like pictures on there. Like, I was thinking of, the options really are encourage people for pictures before the t-shirts are there, which is about, would I be saying that it would be pretty bad, just having pictures of people dressed normally. No one wants to weigh in on that? Okay.
I can't quite picture what you're talking about, really, in terms of how you want the page to look.
Well, I'll give you 5 minutes and I'll search through the Swedish website. It might be on fire, actually. Might be. My biggest contention is that the website, even with the new design, so I mean, I've ended up going through it and sorting out some forms and stuff and making it a little bit nicer. But it's just that there is like no, apart from the pictures of the people making the blog posts, there's no pictures of anything. Of course, we're not actually a party properly doing anything, but any ways that you think would be useful to get pictures. So, I mean, what I was thinking of doing was the member blog thing, because people are already going on about how they've put posters up. So I was thinking of trying to get something like a blog going each month, well, it might even be weekly at the moment, but each month saying the best and most impressive place they've put a poster, because if we've actually got some impressive people, we might get posters in interesting places. And I just feel that we need to get something that's a little bit more visual on there, apart from nice, shiny gradients and corners. Does anyone else feel that, apart from Bliss?
So you'd have, for each blog entry, sort of picture of someone standing in front of a sign, poster or something.
Well, yeah, as long as it was an interesting place, as long as it just wasn't on a wall. But, I mean, some people can get it in, some people spray paint in very interesting places. And if they can impress us with some interesting places they put posters, I'm quite happy with it. It just depends how physically agile some people in this party are. But do people think that's a good idea to get just general pictures on the website? So I feel like that it's kind of just letting itself down, that there's no pictures and it's just very much.
Just have a look at the party website.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to say. It's quite content heavy, everything. And, like, some people don't like going through a lot of content. Some people just like looking at the pictures.
Alright. So that's one, because, I mean, the conservative one, it's all, whatever, it's shadowed out. Where it's all, well, I can't remember the bloody word now. But you know what I mean? There is a lot of, well, imagery of people on the conservative one. Labour's not so much. But then again, I don't. Labour one does. You look at the Labour website, and it just seems like a. It doesn't seem like a very interesting website. You go to it, and it just looks like a.
Not a very interesting party.
You just look. You look at the Labour website. It just doesn't particularly. If I feel like I have just walked onto Twitter or something.
God, they've got enough flash outfits there, haven't they?
The Conservatives have got lots of pictures, lots of large pictures of people. They've got this weird Conservative wall, and everywhere else they've got pictures of people silhouetted out. And that's really, and then, well, not our current design, but the proposed design. It's just very flat, and, well, not flat, rather. But you know what I mean? It's very, not very many people, and it's just square boxes. And even if we added the colour of B or something, of the design B, it would still feel impersonal. So I think we do need to have a push on. Even if it's people of pictures standing. Our Foz Dog is giving us ideas through writing. But, see, I don't know if that gives the impression of, like, just they're a group of people. So I don't know how many people are going to send in pictures, to be honest. So, I mean, and how many people are going to sending nice pictures. We could try. I mean, I'm open to trying it. It says, looking at the pictures, do people feel that we do need pictures on the website? So it might just be me that feels like it.
I'm neutral on it, really, I think.
Oh. Well, when he goes through that and finds the photo section. But I mean, I'm thinking that if we have pictures of normal people, it seemed like a hobby website. If you know what I mean, it would just be a load of people in hoodies and standing there going, yeah, this is the party so far. I'd much rather wait to do that until we had t-shirts and everyone was kind of dressed up in, like, with a t-shirt saying this is the party.
Are we definitely moving to the design D on the?
Yeah, it won by pretty far margins. It got 44 and B got 20, whatever it was.
People are going to come along and see that one, and then someone else is going to bring it up again, saying, "Oh, we should change the site again."
Well, yeah, Jez wants to talk about how he wants to change the logo, and I said, "Well, you can do it. I'm going to moan." And I said, "Well, we're not changing the design again." So, I mean, that was more than enough to say, oh, it's a change in design for the chat, but we've got bigger things to do than change the design yet again. I mean, if we get, I think all of the designs, there was only 3 days to put forward designs, but a few people did at the end of the day. And a lot of people viewed that forum. So it's not a case of once we get pictures overhauling the site. I think we just need to find ways to, yeah, use that design. So, I mean, that design is really, really open. Yeah, it's got the big header, but everything else is just boxes on the white background. There's already been, Hosdog has already suggested some changes, and Prizefighter has already suggested tiny changes. So, I mean, it's still, there's options to change it tiny bits. Wait a second, what's Hosdog saying? Yeah, but, I mean, the Conservatives have something saying we're normal people, but they're all in front of nice backgrounds, nice backgrounds, nice gardens and things like that. And it's obviously been completely set up by a team. It's not them sending in the videos themselves.
Yeah, that does look a bit freaky.
Yeah, I mean, if we had loads of people just sending in their pictures of them standing there. So, I mean, I think there's some pictures on. Yeah, there's some pictures generally, and it would feel to me like if I saw pictures of all people sitting, it's going to be people sitting in their bedroom, some of them. And some of them are just going to be out and about in crappy towns. So we're not going to have nice rolling hills like the Conservatives have managed to bloody find.
Although what you said about people in their bedrooms, that could work like saying it's a home revolution. You can take part no matter where you are. You could be out and about, or you could be in your home.
Actually, that is if we get some nice video editing people, that could work. If you know what I mean, I don't think it could work in a series of pictures, but it could work if you had a video with it. If you know what I mean. But there you go. Well, that's long term something. But I mean, well, we should try and ask. I think we should. That's why I'm wondering. That's why I'm thinking about. That's why I'm thinking about the poster thing. The poster thing is you're still going to have pictures of people, but it's going to be with an extra subject, so they're going to be out and about. Yeah, where is it? Because I mean, if we have the poster thing, it's still going to be people standing there beside their poster. It's not just going to be a series of pictures of walls and stuff, as far as I know. But yeah, if you go to the pictures, the thing Blister's posted, that's how I'd want it. Quite small, but still a lot, just enough pictures to show things are going on, and it's a little less impersonal.
Also, on the site, when after you have the pictures, when you click them, will they take you off site, or will you stay on site and they'll take you to some sort of slideshow?
See, it'd probably be more useful to go to a slideshow or something. So, I mean, does Flickr do slideshows for that?
Yeah, the one on the Swedish site, that takes it to a Flickr slideshow.
Oh, let's have a look. So, I mean, if we could get... even them really aren't... Actually, those people, but then again, if you look at it, they aren't dressed up in any t-shirts or anything, and it does just look a bit like a... If we're just pulling it from the pool, because there is one just going flashing around in a green t-shirt, all blurry, but it's better than nothing, to be honest, in my opinion. At least it's pictures of them out and about and in natural settings, though. But I think we definitely need something like that, in my opinion, anyway. I think that's one of the things that should be important, even though we're going to end up doing it anyway, because people are already out posting posters out and stuff and already have printed their t-shirts. So I just think something that could point out that people are doing it is useful.
But people already printed out t-shirts. I thought they were just sort of in the pipeline.
No, people, well, I mean, people themselves have already ordered their t-shirts. So I think K-Tech has already ordered his and blah, 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 although he doesn't do this anymore. I think he's disappeared. The people have already printed off and got their own t-shirts from Cafe Press and that. But it's just the official endorsement of t-shirts and the t-shirts that the party was gonna sell. That hasn't materialised yet. So there's people on that own back. But then again, it's a question of whether that'll happen before the meetups are happening. But the Glasgow one's happening on the 30th, isn't it? And when's the Northampton one happen, Jez? I haven't actually been following the forum, have you?
I don't think a date's been set yet. It's probably going to be Leicester.
Oh. But, yeah, well, I mean, it's still going to be weeks away when it actually happens. But I think we should be preparing for the first meet-up and seeing if anyone has any decent pictures we can use. I just think it's are people happy with that, like trying to focus on getting pictures on the site and attempts to getting pictures on the website? That's quite a high, well, not priority, but something we should be focusing on.
And when they're actually on the site, they should have some sort of multi-platform thingamajig where like multimedia is all sort of linked together. Like, you see these sort of sidebars, there'll be a load of them, and you just click on them, it'll take you to that within the site.
Yeah, but on the flip side, you can have it a bit too active. I mean, you want to get the message across quite clearly, don't you, to people who are going to the site for the first time on the front page. So you don't want it sort of all over the place either.
I was meaning more like how on the Swedish site they had the live.pirateparty, whatever.
It just looks a bit overkill to me, that live, for a front page of a party. It looks a bit...
Well, that isn't their front page, that's their...
Exactly, that's the point, it's not the front page. Oh.
So. I think